Okay, at this time, Keith and Louise have planned to bring us a word from the past, a word from Margaret Fell, who was one of the original founders of our movement with George Fox and others. And I will start with some scriptures. The first one is 1 Peter 2, 4, 6 and 7. And coming to him, to a living stone, Jesus, rejected by men, but choice and precious in the sight of God. For this is contained in Scripture. Behold, I lay in Zion a choice stone, a precious cornerstone, and the one who believes in him shall not be disappointed. This precious value, then, is for you who believe, not only, but for those who disbelieve. The stone which the builders rejected has become the very cornerstone. And then flipping over a short way to Hebrews, we have Hebrews 10:16. On page 310, and this says, 10:16, this is the covenant that I will make with them. After these days, says the Lord, I will put my laws into their heart, and upon their mind I will write them. And so the children are dismissed to go downstairs to your activities, and Keith?
Good morning. It's good to see you here, braving the weather. I thought we would start the new year with a message which originated about 350 years ago, probably 60 by now, at the very beginning of the Quaker movement in northern England. It gives us a glimpse of the promised land to which we've been sojourning now for almost a year and a half, starting with Martin Luther or John Calvin and crossing over the English Channel to the English royalty and the English church reformation in the 16th century and getting to the reign of King James just last week. So I thought with a new year, it would be good to start with a fresh topic. And we're going to have a reading of a sermon that was written down by Margaret Fell in 1656, 4 years after she became a Quaker. There are several things to look for as you hear this sermon from Margaret Fell. There is no hand-wringing in this sermon over the topic of faith and works, which was the great obsession of the Reformation. That's something that you won't notice, and its absence is significant. There are remarkably few prohibitions in this sermon. The only two things that are listed spoken specifically against are adultery and sorcery. Everything else is left up to the individual and in the relationship to the inward light or inner Christ. The big innovation on display here is the relationship towards Scripture itself. The convention up to this point was to ground Christian behavior and norms in what's written down in the scriptures, particularly of the New Testament, but also of the Hebrew scriptures. The Quakers saw scriptures as not the framework of life, but as pointing to Christ as the arbiter of life, and Christ being manifest internally through light. So this was a totally different orientation towards Scripture than had been developed before, and it's very evident in how Margaret expresses herself. And I think that's what I had to say here. I have other notes scribbled down, but I can't and decipher them entirely. I'm grateful that Louise is willing to assist in this delivery because, as you've noticed, my voice is sometimes strong, but also wavers and is kind of creaky. I've had laryngitis this week, and so it's great to have a woman to represent Margaret Fell and read her letter.
I'll do my best to read. It's difficult language. I think, in a way, it's very old. So I'll do my best to represent this fantastic person. Dear friends, brethren, and sisters in the eternal light by which we are gathered, which is our teacher and leader, this light comes from our Lord Jesus Christ, the captain of our salvation, in whom is life, and this life is the light of all, which life he hath laid down for his sheep. He gives unto his sheep eternal life, and this life is in the Son, and your righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. This is the heritage of the saints, and this you are partakers of, who walk in the light and dwell in the light, shall have the light of life, and come to know the only true God and Jesus Christ, whom he hath sent. He is come a light into the world. He that believes in him shall not walk in darkness, nor shall perish, but have everlasting life. This is the Father's free love to send his only begotten into the world, who is hated and rejected of men, but chosen of God and precious, who has become the head of our corner, glory eternal to the living God. On him are we built, on him are we rooted and grounded. He is our foundation and root, on whom we stand, fast and unremovable. This is the cornerstone which all builders refuse, reject, but on this rock is the whole church built, which is made of living stones, elect and precious. The spiritual temple, whose builder and maker is God. His name, which is better than other names, to which every knee must bow and every tongue confess, and now that you are made partakers of a living, pure, eternal, immortal principle, which comes from the living God, by which you may enter into the holiest of by the blood of Jesus, by this new living way, which he hath consecrated for us, and through the veil, which is to say his flesh. Therefore, hold fast to the profession of your faith, without wavering, for faithful is he who hath promised, and in the straight and narrow way that leads to life, pass on through the straight gate ye may enter, which few there may be that find, in the eternal light, which is in one and all, which leads up to the Father of light, and in the measure of life received from the Father and the fountain of light and life, all wait and all dwell, and to the life raised by the immortal word of life, join your minds, pass from death to life, that so you may come to know and witness the true love that is in the brethren, where the unity is, whereby ye may know, all know, that you are true disciples, in that you love one another. And here you fulfill the whole law and keep the new commandment which the Lord and Master hath commanded, who dwells in love. Therefore, dearly beloved brethren, consider what you are called to and what you are made partakers of, even of a living and pure and holy priesthood, a peculiar people you are, and of a holy nation, of the royal seed, now with the light which is eternal, which searches and tries and examines and weighs and makes all things manifest of what sort it is. Let this search and try you, how you grow up in the eternal and immortal birth. Ye are partakers of the free grace of God, which brings salvation. So let it be your teacher and leader. Be true and faithful to that which is able to save your souls, that eternal, pure redemption you may come to witness, and the unity of the faith, and so joining to the head which holds the body, from which the living virtue is received, so that you may grow apace, living plants in the garden of the Lord, which now he is dressing and watering and pruning, that to him fruit may be brought forth, who is the Lord of the vineyard, and the husbandman which purgeth every plant which beareth fruit, that it may bring forth more fruit. And every branch which beareth not fruit he taketh away. Now see the eternal light, whether ye bring forth fruit unto God. Now, friends, deal plainly with yourselves, and let the eternal light search you and try you for the good of your souls, for this will deal plainly with you. It will rip you up and lie you open and make all manifest which lodgeth in you, the secret subtlety of the enemy of your souls, and the eternal searcher and trier will make manifest, therefore, all. By this be searched and judged and led and guided, for by this you will stand or fall. Therefore, dear friends, abide in the cross and keep your minds to that which is pure, so that you may come to witness the enmity slain and the handwriting of ordinances blotted out and nailed to his cross, and you crucified to the world and to the world to you, and consider one another and provoke one another to love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of yourselves, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching, and dwell in love and unity in the pure eternal light. There is the fellowship, there is the cleansing and the washing, and here is the mystery to all the disobedient ones and the everlasting God of everlasting light and everlasting life and power. Keep you all here faithful to your own measures, and so the resurrection of life you may witness, and the living bread you may feed on. Whichsoever eats shall never die. So God Almighty be with you and preserve you all faithful in Christ Jesus. From your dear sister, the dear and unchangeable love who desires the good of all your souls, Margaret Fell. Let this be copied and sent abroad amongst all friends where it comes.